回望多年，我们无条件的默默付出，希望得到你们无条件的月费支持，请支持 My Radio 节目月费计划。
普罗政治，民声起义 ，My Radio 2015。
I got the blues, them blue light blues. I just can't see damned LED.
16th episode of Hong Kong Health Magazine.
Yeah, the 16th, yeah.
16th. Yeah. We're going to talk about light today.
Yeah, we did the Healthily in Tune with the... with the universe in the last program, didn't we?
Yeah.
And this follows on really. This is what happens if you're not healthily in tune with the universe.
Yeah. We are should got a bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
The blue light blues.
Blues, yeah.
What does it mean?
Well, you know, the blues is it's the music, the blues, but it's kind of like sadness, really. See?
Yeah.
Blues. If you've got the blues, you're down, right?
Blue light has a dark side. Light at night is bad for your health. An exposure to blue light emitted by electronics and energy-efficient light bulbs may be especially so. Until the advent of artificial lighting, the sun was the major source of lighting, and people spent their evenings in relative darkness. Now, in much of the world, evenings are illuminated, and we take our easy access to all those lumens pretty much for granted, which is lumen.
Lumen is light, yeah.
Light.
Yeah.
Oh, that comes with the word illuminating.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But as we may be praying for prize for basking in all that light at night, light flows the body's biological clock.
The circadian
rhythm out of whack. Sleep suffers. Worse research shows that it may contribute to the causation of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or obesity.
Mm-hmm.
But not all colors of light have the same effect. Blue wavelengths, which are beneficial during daylight hours because they boost attention, reaction times, and mood, seems to be the most disruptive at night. And the proliferation of electronics with screens as well as energy-efficient lighting is increasing our exposure to blue wavelengths, especially after sundown.
Mm.
Which means that if you are staying too close to your computer screen,
yeah.
In the evening. Or
that's right, yeah. And how many people do you see with a smartphone as well? You see blue faces, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The health risks. The study after study have linked working the night shift and exposure to light at night to several types of cancer, breast, prostate, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. It's not exactly clear why nighttime light exposure seems to be so bad for us, but we do know that exposure to light suppresses the secretion of melatonin, a hormone that influences circadian rhythms. And there's some experimental evidence that lower melatonin levels might explain the association with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A Harvard study shed a little bit of light on the possible connection to diabetes and possible obesity. The researchers put 10 people on a schedule that gradually shifted the timing of their circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm. Their blood sugar levels increased, throwing them into a pre-diabetes state, and a level of leptin, a hormone that leaves people feeling full after a meal went down.
So you can eat and eat and not feel full, yeah?
Who's that guy?
There's a guy, yeah.
On the boat. Even dim light can interfere with a person's circadian rhythm and melatonin secretion. HLUX, a level of brightness exceeded by most table lamps, has an effect. Light at night is part of the reason so many people don't get enough sleep, and researchers have linked short sleep to increased risk of for depression, as well as diabetes and cardiovascular problems. Whoa! The power of the blues. While light of any kind can suppress the secretion of melatonin, blue light does so more powerfully, suppressing melatonin for about twice as long as green light and shift circadian rhythms as by twice as much as in studies by Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
What is that picture?
The dark side of the moon. Yeah.
In another study of blue light, researchers at the University of Toronto compared the melatonin levels of people exposed to light, indoor light, who are wearing blue light blocking goggles, to people exposed to regular dim light without wearing goggles. The fact that the levels of the hormone were about the same in the two groups strengthens the hypothesis that blue light is a potent suppressor of melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
It also suggests that shift workers and light owls.
Are you a night owl, Eddie?
Of course I am.
I thought you were.
You can see it on my face.
Yeah.
Could perhaps protect themselves if they wear eyewear that block blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Inexpensive sunglasses with orange tinted lenses block blue light, but they also block other colors, so they are not suitable for use indoors at night. Glass that block out only blue light can cost up to $80.
Mm-hmm.
Less blue light. If blue light does have adverse health effects, then environmental concerns and the quest for energy efficient lighting could be at odds with personal health. Those curlicue compact fluorescent light bulbs and LED lights are much more energy efficient than the old fashioned incandescent
mm-hmm.
light bulbs when we grow up with, but they also tend to produce more like blue light.
Yeah, curlicues go round and round.
Oh, the physics of fluorescent lights can't be changed. The coatings inside the bulbs can be so they produce a warmer, less blue light. LED lights are more efficient than fluorescent lights, but they also produce a fair amount of light in the blue spectrum. Richard Hensler, a light researcher at John Carroll University in Cleveland, notes that ordinary incandescent lights also produce some blue light, although less than more fluorescent light bulbs. What can you do? Use dim red lights for night lights. Red light also has the least power to shift circadian rhythm and suppress melatonin. Avoid looking at bright screen beginning 2 to 3 hours before sleep.
Mm, who does that these days, right? How many people look at their computer?
A lot of them.
Look at their computer before they go to bed, you know?
Yeah. If you work a night shift or use a lot of electronic devices at night, consider wearing blue blocking glasses.
I have some here, Eddie. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can. I actually got some, you know, because I'm getting a little bit of a problem with my left eye, actually. So I put these on here, you see.
Oh.
And they actually block out the blue light. You want to try it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It looks like wow! It is very, very good.
Yeah,
I feel very good after wearing this. I'm not lying. I really do. Yeah. I never have this experience before.
So I've been using these. I've been using these for
Where can I get?
Or using
it
on the computer? Yeah.
Where can I get it?
I picked these up for about 200 Hong Kong dollars. Yeah, from Shamsri Pub. I use them for the computer, really. I mean, you should use them TV as well. You know?
Expose yourself to a lot of bright light during the day, which will boost your ability to sleep at night, as well as your mood and alertness during daytime.
Mm-hmm. Can we just go? I've got one more little PowerPoint here, Eddie, right?
Which is called
Blinded by the Light.
Right? Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Because it's serious. So it affects your circadian rhythms, right? And cause general health problems.
Yeah.
But specifically for the eyes.
Yeah.
Read on, you know.
Research of retina damage sparks. Research on retina damage sparks fresh LED health scare. A study by researchers at Madrid University, which found that LEDs can be damaging to retinas, has sparked a fresh health scare. Dr. Celia Sanchez Ramos of
Complutense University.
Complutense University. I suppose it is in Spain.
Somewhere like that, yeah. This is Spain.
Who has been investigating what is known as the blue light hazard, predict an epidemic of retina problems due to increased exposure to LED lighting.
Which is not just those LED lights, it is your computer, it is your smartphone, everything like that, you know.
Yeah. The story has been picked up by the mainstream media, including the Daily Mail, which used the headline Do environmentally friendly LED lights cause blindness? On its homepage, and illustrate the piece with a Philips Master LED lamp. Mm-hmm.
And there's an exhibition in Hong Kong at the moment about lighting, you know, and they're talking about this now, actually. Yeah.
Where was it?
It's on the exhibition centre in Hong Kong.
I didn't know about that. Mm. Sanchez Ramos has been widely quoted warning the dangers of LEDs in lighting and in computer, mobile phone and television screens. This problem is going to get worse because humans are living longer and children are using electronic devices from a young age, particularly for schoolwork instead of paper. Sanchez Ramos said, eyes are not that designed to look directly at light. They are designed to see with light.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. LEDs expert, Dieter Lang of Osram warned the light industry of the hazards of blue light from LEDs at an international conference in London last year. He said a shorter wavelength light can damage the retina if it is too intense, and outlined ways for Illumina manufacturers to assess and mitigate this risk.
Mm-hmm. So there's just a diagram of the eye there.
Cornea.
Yeah, and
lens, pupil, iris.
And there's your retina.
At the back of your eyeballs.
Yeah, which the image goes onto, you know, and then processed into your brain. You know?
Yeah. The French Agency for Food, Environmental and Occupational Health and Safety said that a long-term exposure to light at the blue end of the spectrum, especially light from LEDs, can cause toxic stress to the retinas. A photochemical change in the eyes relating to the amount of retina exposure to blue light can result in what term cellular oxidative stress,
mm-hmm.
said the authors of the report.
Just burning it, really.
So,
it's serious business, isn't it? Yeah.
I really want to try this one.
Well, it really makes a big difference.
I'm going to buy one after the show.
Yeah. my left eye is slightly weaker than my right one. It's got a little problem with the retina, you know. And when I work too much on the computer, which I have to do for my work, you know, and also for these shows, actually, ironically, you know.
Yeah.
And, it starts to hurt, you know.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I started wearing these a few weeks ago. And
me too.
It does make a difference.
It makes a difference, mm. yeah. So, I better go get a new pair of glasses myself.
But again, if you find it difficult to find them, then you can just go to the website, you know.
Sure. You know. Okay. So, are we done today?
You're done today, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, see you next time.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I got the blues and blue light blues. I just can't see.